I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Bears Ears National Monument has only been designated as a U.S. National Monument for a little over 4 years. In that short time span, it's already undergone one major change in terms of redrawing the boundaries. It happened in late 2017 when former President Donald Trump broke it into two separate units and slashed the overall size by about 85%. It was a move that was applauded by many state leaders, including then-Congressman Rob Bishop, who viewed the original designation as federal government overreach.
Executive orders, by their very definition, are divisive issues. It's going to be controversial just by the nature of it.
Josh Ewing with Friends of Cedar Mesa points out the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument has endured a similar history, having its size drastically reduced nearly by half in 2017. He says with another potential change on the horizon, this time an increase in size for both monuments, the big change is that it would limit the opportunities for coal mining and oil and gas drilling on nearby land.
Given current oil prices and uranium prices, not like, you know, there have been drill rigs out there in the last few years.
Now, whether for or against the monuments, Ewing argues that these drastic swings every 4 years are good for no one. Many people consider the areas to be sacred land, and for the people who currently work and recreate nearby, it's not fair, in his opinion, to let partisan politics dictate their lives.
This landscape is far too important to be used as a political tool that gets tossed back and forth every election.
John Mochek, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.